St. Paul wrote to Timothy, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching." The time in which we live is a rather inconvenient time to be a Catholic. The time is a rather inconvenient one to teach the truths that our faith teaches us. We insist on the sanctity of life in the womb, and we're told that we're denying women their reproductive rights. We defend the nature of marriage as God instituted it, between a man and a woman, and we're labeled bigots who discriminate. We seek to share the joy and the truth of our faith in public, and we're told that we should stop imposing our beliefs on others. It's a rather inconvenient time to be a Catholic. And I think in the face of all of this, there are really two temptations that we must resist. Two possible ways that we might respond that God would desire us to choose otherwise. The first temptation is to capitulate, to simply give in, to convince ourselves that we've lost the battle and we might as well just get on board. If you can't beat them, join them. Certainly that can't be our choice. The opposite temptation is simply to withdraw, to segregate ourselves from the world, to simply create our own little world, to play the martyr and hold to our faith, but just keep it to ourselves, hide ourselves away. Neither of these, I believe, is what God is calling us to. We think about the first reading from the Old Testament. We see God is calling us into the fray. He's calling us into battle. Moses said to the people, "Go out and engage Amalek in battle." Our battle isn't with weapons. It's not with physical violence. But God's calling us to engage in the battle for our culture, for our world. And Jesus Christ, who is the new Moses, he stands before the Heavenly Father. As Moses stood over the battle with his hands upraised, Christ stands before the Father, his hands raised, interceding for us as we engage in this battle. And all of it, the gospel teaches us today, must be rooted in prayer. That's where the battle begins. Jesus told his disciple a parable about the necessity for them to pray always. In fact, prayer itself is a battle. To persevere in prayer is not easy. We go through those periods when prayer seems dry and empty and pointless. And just as in that battle out in the world, so in the battle of prayer, the temptation is just to give up, because it doesn't seem to be doing any good. But we must persevere first in prayer, because prayer is where we learn that virtue of perseverance. It's where we learn to pray always without becoming weary. And if we find ourselves growing weary in the battle in this inconvenient time to be a Catholic, it begins by learning not to grow weary in our prayer. And prayer is also so important because it is ultimately the secret source of fruitfulness. As we strive to heed the words of St. Paul, to proclaim the word persistently, our proclamation of that word will have no effect if it doesn't flow out of a living union with Christ. That is the source of power for our words. Prayer is that secret source of fruit in this battle in which we find ourselves engaged. And when we feel like we're losing the battle, as so often it seems like in our day and age, that just means we need to pray even more. Because even more, we need the grace of God. When the Son of Man comes, our Lord asked at the end of the Gospel, will he find faith on earth? I wonder the answer to that question. It's a question that, if we allow it to, will pierce our hearts and convict us. That we are called to be instruments through which the faith he desires to find on this earth when he comes again is spread. And when he comes, will he find faith on earth? Allow that question to pierce your heart. Allow it to motivate you to proclaim the word, even when it is inconvenient, even when to do so will make you the subject of ridicule and persecution. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Allow that question to inspire you to more fervent prayer, to ask the Lord to make your faith strong, so that through you he might spread it to others. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Allow that question above all to lead you to a new act of faith here at this Holy Mass. To say, yes, I believe that Christ is indeed before his Father, his hands upraised, interceding for us in the battle. And I believe that he will come again and that the victory will be his. I have that faith, and I desire to be on his side, the side of the victor. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in our hearts?